Good evening. This is Stephen Otero speaking, and you're listening to Mondo Eros live on bbsradio.com. And I have a special guest tonight, and I think we're going to have some really interesting conversation, and I think quite surprising. My guest tonight is Anita DeFrancesco, and she is the owner of TantraWisdom.com. She has also a wonderful book out called Live Free, Liberate Yourself. And we're going to talk about liberation, feminine evolution, and how, more, most importantly, how to make your man feel loved. So, Anita, welcome.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm here to make you feel loved tonight, since you're a man.
Yes. Well, it's a few days short of my 50th birthday, so I'm certainly willing to feel loved.
And a Gemini man, is it? Are we in Gemini? No.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Well, I think it's a great job. I love making a man feel loved. That is one of my pleasures in life.
Oh, well, that certainly is wonderful.
Yes, making a man feel loved. Mm.
Well, how did you come to that?
Well, you want to know how I got into Tantra or how I came to just this? Or if you could tell us together.
I basically want to know what started you on this path.
Well,
as a healer and also as a Tantra.
Well, Tantra, you know, was something that I, as a child, I automatically cultivated what Tantra was. I mean, you know, Tantra is very old yoga from years ago, and many, before yoga even came about. When I was a little girl, I was very sick, and I had to learn how to love myself. I was in a hospital for 6 months. And I had rheumatic heart disease, and my heart was suffering. And as a child, we're very creative, and we think of ways to, you know, save ourselves. As adults, we don't have that ability because we're very blocked in the mind, and we don't have a belief system. Because as a child, we haven't really been brainwashed yet, so to speak. And so as a child, we're much more creative in healing ourselves. And if you can cultivate these tools from a very young age, you know, I consider that to be fortunate for my life, although being sick was not a fortunate thing. I just learned how to open my heart because I had to heal myself, and I had to heal myself so that I wouldn't die like other children were dying in 1966 in Philadelphia in a children's heart hospital. And as I opened my heart, I realized today after doing many spiritual studies that I was opening my heart chakra. And when I opened the heart, I started to love the hospital mates that were in the hospital with me. And together, we cultivated this wisdom, and, you know, we started to love ourselves, or at least I did. And I needed their help because love is a two-way street, and we have to share the love. And so that's when the giving and the receiving come into play. And this is what Tantra is about, giving and receiving. And in relationships today, you know, there's a lot of imbalances of giving and receiving, and there's a lot of old stigma that women are living with from maybe falling down to their parents, their grandparents, that we're coming into a new evolution now where we have to really teach each other. We really have to heal each other. And because we've come through so much in this world, we've come through a sexual revolution, we've come through many different movements out there, and now is the time we're coming into a new evolution where women really have to start to awaken that reptilian brain a little bit more and start to heal their man and start to wake up into understanding that the relationship isn't all about them. Now, in Tantra, we work with the goddess energy. We work with, you know, honoring the goddess. And yes, the man who should honor the goddess. But it's not only about the goddess. It's about the god. It's about the man, too. And a lot of women are living in this old frame of mind, which I'm starting to see this past year, that a lot of women are still like, well, what about me? You know, they've been married 10 years, their relationship is on the rocks, or they're just not making each other happy anymore, and they want to save the relationship, but they have the tit-for-tat thing going on. And this is really old school, tit-for-tat. I really have news for you people out there. Tit-for-tat is way old. It is really time now to say, hey, this is my man, and I need to heal him. I need to take care of him. I don't need to control him. Can I refrain from letting, you know, let go of this control? Because they don't know what to do, so they resort to control. And when we resort to control, we are really losing a part of ourselves, and then we shut down. And so there you have a relationship that is basically two people existing. Are you there?
Hello? Absolutely. Absolutely. I could just listen to you go on and on because I think it's just so fantastic.
When I was a child, when I was very sick, I cultivated this inner wisdom, this love, and I opened my heart to my feelings. And from then on, I celebrated life through the heart, not through the ego. I've been celebrating my life because God gave me the gift at 9 years old to live after witnessing 10 children die in body bags, being away from home and my family for a year. That's a very traumatic thing for a 9-year-old to go through. And 1966 wasn't the best society then either in Philadelphia. And actually, you know, from there, then I went home and I witnessed two parents constantly fighting that were deeply in love but didn't know how to love, didn't know the steps, didn't know the tools. My mother did not know how to invite my father in to save their relationship. Of course, after 20 years, they divorced, but it was a rocky road for 20 years. She didn't know how to invite him in. And when in this day and age, we need to teach our women because they have this transference or this old school way of thinking like their moms thought that, you know, if they, you know, if the man has to do everything for them, the man has to be there 9-5 for them. But it really is not all about that. It's about, you know, a man can heal a woman. A woman heals a woman. So if a woman heals a woman, ultimately a man cannot heal a woman. But if that's the case, then it takes a woman to heal a man.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying here?
Yes.
So as I grew up, I witnessed parents, you know, not knowing how to love one another. And then once my parents divorced, my mother suffered for love because she didn't know how to open her heart to go out and find someone else to love. And that's because she didn't know how to love within her own marriage. And so this is part of my education, actually, just from the experiences that I've lived and witnessed. And since my upper brain, my reptilian brain, was so much more aware and open because of the sickness that I had at 9 years old, it was actually a blessing in disguise that I was able to perceive things and see things and learn and teach and become enlightened on the moment. And so from every experience was an enlightening experience. Each and every moment was a spiritual teacher for me. And so that's why I wrote this book, to tell people about how my life went and the experiences. It's a self-help book. But this is why I look at women today, after years of healing people and couples and working on the West Coast, the East Coast, I want women to understand that it's really time now for the masculine energy to be awakened. Are you there, Steve?
Absolutely.
Am I going to talk the whole time?
No, but I want you to get all your information out, and I just it's just amazing to hear this. I mean, you so rarely hear someone who's saying this kind of message.
Well, the thing is, we have to, like, I work with a lot of couples, and I'm starting to find that, and these are couples right now in, like, the 40-ish age, and maybe the generation coming up now is learning a different thing, because they will learn different things. They're coming from a different generation, and I mean that's the 20-year-olds coming up. But, like, people 40-ish and 50, they are coming from an era where, you know, the man did for the woman, the man served the woman, But the man wasn't serving the woman from his heart. He was just doing it in a mechanical way. So once the woman invites the man in and opens him up to share his feelings, then this becomes a tantra relationship. Even the man cannot honor the goddess unless he is open. And so the whole thing goes back to teaching the man, because the Mother Earth is ruled by the feminine energy. So there has to be this balance of the female and the male energy in everyone. The masculine has the high and low, and the female have the high and low. So when the woman opens herself up and invites her man in, then she is able to get what she wants. And a lot of women will use control and ego and say, well, I'm not getting what I want, is because they're not coming from the heart. All a man wants is to be loved. But women lack these tools to embrace their man at the heart. A man
really
wants to...
You would think that was something that would come naturally to them.
Well, it does. But you have to remember, we're in a new evolution now. And the minds and the bodies need a lot more than what our parents needed. What they needed 30 years ago was different. Today we need a lot more. We have a lot more cash, a lot more technology, a lot more movement and fluidity, traveling, moving from place to place. You know, people, I'm on the West Coast 15 years, I'm on the East Coast now for a year. I'm going to go back to the West. Who knows where else I'm going to go, you know? But the thing is, the people of today, one is just not enough. I feel in the days of my grandparents, not my parents, in my grandparents' days, love was just enough, and that's all they needed. In this day and age that we're in now, we need more than love. Do you agree, or?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
that's fantastic.
What's happening is that we are so evolved, but we're not liberating this evolvement. Do you see what I'm saying with that? Because people are not allowing that part of themselves to grow. And this is what the spirituality is. And the spiritual revolution, it needs to come universally. And it is, but, you know, you only have a percentage of people that are really tapped into that. And the world at large is not yet ready for it, but we are ready for it, whether they believe it or not. People just don't know. There isn't a consciousness about it. I mean, there is, but there isn't. Because when you move around and you start living in different cities as I am, I see different things. Like Los Angeles, everybody's conscious there, if you ask me, 15 years. But now when I come back to Philadelphia, I go, whoa, I feel like no one's conscious here. You know, but they are, but it's in small pockets. It's in small pockets. So what I'm saying is that this evolution, love is just not enough. The mind and body need more. So what do we need? We need to work with communication. We need to invite him in. We need to show our man and teach our man what, you know, and praise him like he praises us. You know, I hear women say, well, you know, me and my husband haven't had intercourse or whatever for months or a year, and then I give them tools to work with, and then the woman comes back, well, what about me? And I said, well, if you want his heart, you have to train him and you have to teach him, but you have to heal him. And a man needs this attention intention. And men get a lot of attention from the ego or to the ego, but it's the feminine when the woman starts to give them that, inviting them in and really going for their heart. This is when the intention is set, and this is when the man opens to the vulnerable side.
Yes.
So, see, women have this incredible hidden power inside, and they can meet the man at fullness, but they have to let down their ego. They have to become the healer.
So too many of them have been...
Huh?
Too many of them have been using that ego power.
Right. Too many of them. Well, a lot of women get into controlling the man, and because they feel like they're not getting what they want. But if the man isn't healed, the woman isn't going to get what she wants. And so instead of the whole goal is learning how to shift your brain, how to shift your you control a situation, you don't control a person. And this is what the issue is today. Men are controlling women are controlling men because they have spiritual insufficiencies. They're insecure. Oh, I may lose him. I may lose her. But if they're working with this deeper source of knowledge and, you know, downsizing their ego and understanding the trust and the truth that is really there and really teacher man, teacher woman, we reinforce each other's sexuality by this way. You know, we reinforce each other by asking for the help, by saying, hey, I need you to help me, you know, to the husband. I need you to help me. I need you to show me this. A man wants to feel needed and loved, not needed and loved by the ego, but needed and loved by the heart. So a lot of women don't understand how to invite him in, is what I'm saying.
Can you define for me your concept of the ego?
Well, we need the ego. The ego, we do need it, okay? It's part of being grounded. It's part of being masculine, but it's also part of, see, the ego is a part of us that attaches to things. Now, in yoga, in tantra, we talk about detaching, about letting go, about detaching not from, you know, the desires, but detaching from the desire, but not letting go of the feeling. So when we're in the ego, we're not really solidly connected to the lower half of our body if we're just operating on a full ego. I mean, you need to have the ego in there because when we are, you know, this is a part of our makeup, and this is part of the way the world is. A lot of people are using their ego. But a lot of people use it more in the sense of detaching from their own feelings and avoiding their own feelings and not understanding who they are at the source of their lower consciousness. So sometimes we're either operating from a higher consciousness or a lower consciousness, and somewhere in there, if you're operating at this lower consciousness, you may come into, you know, personality type like denial or boredom. And if you're operating, you know, somewhere in the middle is okay, but the ego is really a part of the masculine energy more than it is the feminine. Even though the feminine, and when the feminine takes over the ego, she's totally losing her femininity, which a lot of women have given up their femininity just to be a part of a man's world, especially women in high-end jobs like law and politics. And example, Hillary Clinton, for example.
Yes.
She's totally on her male energy. She's totally ego. But then you get someone like Sarah Palin, who's very feminine in her energy. You get someone like Barack Obama, who's very feminine. He's got more feminine energy going on than Hillary Clinton. So it doesn't really matter your sex, you know, your feminine and masculine. But it is definitely the feminine that is the savior of the world, the energy, that is. So this is why the woman has to teach the man, because if not, the control will stay there, the conflict will stay there, and the defenses and the armor that keep the relationship suppressed. So the whole thing is now save your relationship. Be a better lover. So when we say be a better lover, we mean, you know, allow yourself to open your heart. And it's really all about love. It really boils down to tapping into the love energy that is there. Too many of us are operating from defense, hate, fear. Really, it's all fear. And this mindset keeps the world in conflict. So the more we teach love, the more relationships get better. So there has to be a lot more respect for the man, because over the years, the woman has always gotten more respect, and maybe not, you know, in instances where women have been abused over the years and years and haven't had rights. I mean, and so now the goddess is present, but now why did we have that history where women were, you know, didn't have the rights with the movement? You know, we had to go through a big political revolution to get the movements of every right that a woman was able to get in this country, because the man is not open at the heart, and the woman has to teach him. And so this little tiny bit of history that we have, or this big history that we have, comes into our relationships now, the relationships that we're living, everything that has been happening in the world. It affects our relationships right now, the present relationship. And the present relationship is about teaching each other and healing each other. And you know, we've come through this whole thing now with the goddess and the woman, but now it's really time for the man. It's really, really a time. And women don't understand that if you don't teach the man, the world is going to get worse. And women keep wanting it to come back. You know, it's about surrendering to each other so that the intimacy develops.
I think that's really great. That's really profound. And it's just, it's so needed at this time. There has to be a way out of this madness.
Well, and what do you mean by the madness? Like as far as what? You mean just the way the world is, or?
Well, the way the world is, but just the way how things are in general, that, you know, people just seem to be, you know, not connecting, not understanding, and things just get progressively worse. It's not, but I guess it has to get to a certain point of, for it to change. But I definitely see your point.
Well, see, women have not really, really, the average woman today, that's just the average woman, you know, the 9-to-5 girl, we'll say, the one who doesn't do spirituality classes, who knows nothing about, you know, the life that we know. She doesn't know how to really handle her man. And there's really a lot of unhappy marriages out there. And they go, well, we're married, but, I mean, I'm telling you, the couples I work with, oh, we've been married 10 years, we don't have sex anymore. And I go, oh, thank God I'm not married, right? Okay, next. No wonder I didn't get married. I guess, I wouldn't get sex then if I got married, you know. Then other couples I hear saying, well, what do you mean? What about me? You know, he wants all this attention, but what about me? And I said, well, first of all, one has to surrender. One has to give in. You have to let go of the ego. Because the ego will get you in trouble. It will keep you in control. It will keep you away from the feeling. And you won't really have identity with ego. We need ego for a little bit. We need ego to ground us. But we don't need it so much in our authentic love. And so when I teach women how to, you know, how to handle your man. Like, this is what you need to do. If he's not communicating to you, if he's, teach him how to be a spiritual lover. You know, a woman is intuitive, but a man does not understand a woman's intuition.
Yes.
Men are insightful, and a man really doesn't understand a woman's intuition. And it's a challenge for a man. So what a woman has to do is to, work with different steps in helping the man open the feelings, inviting him in, making him feel special, making him feel really, really special, even if he is the Mr. Macho or Mr. Control or Mr. Aggressive. If you start to love your man in this way, he will shed. And that is what you want to get what you want. Woman, the woman, that is how she will get what she wants. But if she continues to, and also part of a woman's role is to be somewhat submissive. I mean, not 100%. Submissive. I mean, a lot of women wear pants in the relationship, but really, it should be a balance, but really, the man is the man, and the woman is the woman. And these roles are so confused right now in our world, and I really think that that's why there's so much bisexuality out there, because the roles are
really
so confused. People are, I think so. Yeah, I think people don't really, I really think that people really, there's women that want to be men, but they're really not men. And there's men that want to be women, but they're really not women. You know, and it's different than being gay, but, or lesbian, but it's just the confusion of the behaviors. They don't understand what it is that they need to do. So when, you know, the biggest thing is, like I said, men are always doing for the woman and, you know, doing things for men are givers, you see. A man is a giver, and the woman, if she's not able to receive, then she can't give him back. And a lot of women are blocked emotionally because of past hurt relationships, so they're really not able to give to their man. And they have this baggage, like from a man who hurt them in their past, And a lot of women live with that stuff. They're daddies, you know, and they don't get rid of it. And this is why they're not having a healthy relationship with their man, because they look at the man like he's the father or the ex-boyfriend that raped them or whatever. And this is part of the issue. So when the woman starts to say, you know what, I'm going to let go of that, and I'm going to take this man, and I'm really going to teach him what I want. And that's how the woman gets what she wants. But women control a man, and they want material, and they want things. Well, I'm going to get what I want money-wise or material-wise or whatever. But, okay, that's strong ego. That's strong masculine. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying that a lot of people want love, and this is the biggest challenge now. How do we get love? That's the luxury nowadays. It's not like the big house on the hill, because nobody can afford to buy the house, and every house is over $1 million anymore. So anyway, at least where I'm coming from, they all are. But, so what's the luxury now? The luxury is love. You see, that's the new luxury. How can I get love? How can I sustain it? How can I be empowered by it? And so this is what it is. And I'm asking women, invite your man in. Teach your man what it is that you want so that you can have the gift of love. And then the abundance flows after that.
Well, that's so powerful. That's so powerful because, you know, to realize the power of love and how you can use that power to create, instead of just trying to, like, bulldoze your way using the ego.
Right. Well, the ego is easy, and it's because it's detached from pain and feeling. And the ego is something that our society promotes. Everything is ego.
Yes.
You know, people don't work in sitting around being in a meditative state of mind all day. And, you know, when you go to certain places, you see more of that. And other, most of the world is controlled by you. This is the way we are. But see, when you're in your ego, you're split. It's like having a split personality. If you're just all ego, and if you're just operating solely from that energy, then you're not able to really, it's almost being you're like letting go of the lower chakras in the lower part of the body. But it's nice to have that balance. It really, really is. So,
yes.
I mean, so the whole thing is, a woman can only get what she wants if her man is healed. And she can get everything from him. If she is healed, she can get him to love her from head to toe, morning, noon, and night. And I don't mean just in a sexual way, and I mean in the ways that the woman really wants. The woman wants the affection. She wants to be held. A lot of men don't hold their woman because a woman doesn't invite him in. A lot of women complain, well, you know, he doesn't communicate with me. He never expresses his feelings. He doesn't hug me that much. I really need more hugs. Sit down, women, and think about what it is that you really want in the relationship, beside the money and the big house and the kids, you know, beside all that. I mean, because that's a big part. I'm not saying it's unrealistic. I mean, those things are important, too. But what really gets you to those things is the beginning stages, the communication, asking for what you want. Ask him. Make him feel needed. See, men today, they don't feel needed anymore. The women are doing everything. The woman doesn't know how to make the man feel like, I always make my men feel needed. Even if I know the thing more than them, I'll ask a computer question or whatever it is, something about fixing something in the house or shelving. Even if I know it, I want to make my man feel like he's the man. So I'll play dumb, so to speak, or be in the submissive role. It's not playing dumb. I'm playing the role that the feminine should be at that moment. It doesn't mean that that's who I am the whole time. And there we go with the shift again, learning how to shift. And this happens when you go in the bedroom and out of the bedroom and how to shift that mind. And so I want to make my man feel, and I do let my man feel that he is needed and wanted, and he is the most special thing in the world. And without him, I wouldn't be able to fix that shelf that's sitting in my living room or, you know, and this is the energy that women need to come to, because it's the women, we've already had the me for the woman. But the me came as a result of, remember, the history way back when men, not that people don't abuse each other today, but way back in the history when women didn't have rights. So, okay, now we're coming past that revolution. Now we're in a different revolution. We're coming into an evolution of a different energy now, you see. So these are points in history that if you really follow the universe, you start to see the way the historical points start carving their imprints in the earth here. And so this is the way I view things. And I think this new evolution now is man becoming, you know, more enlightened to the woman's needs, meeting her in her fullness.
Well, what is something that a man can do to get there?
What can a man do?
Yeah, what can a man do to become more aware of that?
Well, there's many, you know, many things that men can do. But see, first of all, the man has to know that that's what he wants. Like, for example, we have a lot of men today, what they call the metrosexual man.
Yes.
And these younger generation coming up, like the 20s, I would say, 20s, 30s, the metrosexual man, he's sort of full man, but he's got that feminine energy. He'll put cream on his face, you know, he'll be like a woman, but he's a full man. You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know. I dated someone that tuned me into this metrosexual way. It was a man I was dating. But the way a man could tap into this energy is to, you know, he has to understand his own identity. He has to open up. He has to want to explore the nature of his being more. And not every man is going to know, well, I need to go take spiritual studies. I need to go take yoga. I need to take tantra classes. Or I need to cry more. I need to be vulnerable. But men do. They're starting to know that they want to be in a different energy because this is what the body is calling out for. There's too much technology that's taking us way away from the feeling and way away from the feminine energy of the earth. And so a man is starting to realize that he needs something else. So he's realizing it on his own. But if he doesn't realize it on his own, he can, you know, approach his life in a different way. He can approach his life with women in a different way. He can start to, you know, if a man would like to learn more about himself, explore his essence by taking yoga, meditation, by taking tantra classes, reading books just about different energies, the masculine energy, feminine energy. But for the most part, a man that is not aware is not going to seek this out and know what he needs. He has to either become enlightened by a friend or have a relationship where he got hurt and all of a sudden the can of worms opened, and that was his clue to new you. You know, so a lot of times we need to teach them and bring, and that's what the purpose of classes are for, and books and workshops and enlightenment things. But for the most part, the man isn't going to know, except the ones that are overly worked in the technology world, in the computer world, where they're so far gone from their own identity with this work world that we're in, and especially with the economy, that it's even becoming more work because people have to make ends meet, that the body will naturally tell you. The mind and the body today is telling us what we need. And people are starting to listen to that, but it's moving a little slow in certain areas. And I mean, because your body is and your mind is just coming into a new evolution, and this is what we have to adjust to. So, in order for a man to, you know, to get where he needs to get to, he needs to adjust to what's happening and become more acceptable of the world at large, to become more acceptable of politics in the world, what's happening in politics right now, what's happening in, you know, the war. to become more acceptable of this, and this is one way of tapping into the energy.
Amazing. It's just, I'm so very glad that you're here tonight.
I'm here. I hope my phone is not, I hope my cell phone is not cutting out here.
No, I hear you perfectly. I'm just, it's just so refreshing to hear all this and to see what it can be.
Well, see, the whole thing is also another way that a man could get, you know, to where he wants to get to is, you know, just communicating if he's in a relationship, say, you know, to learn how to communicate at a deeper level with his lover. You know, communication is one of the most important things that the human condition needs. And without the communication, it's really, really important because, I mean, we are born from command. You know, our parents command us from the time we're a little infant. Do this, do that, walk, talk. You know, so the mind and the body have become so accustomed to the voice, to the sound, to the vibration, that the communication, it has not come strong from the heart, though. So what we need to do is come stronger from the heart to tap into a deeper level. And when people start to communicate more and ask for what they want and appreciate each other more and adore each other and honor each other and just tell each other, hey, I need help. I'm not a dummy, but I need help, you know, instead of putting a judgment on things. Part of the ego is judging when we let go of the judgment. And that's one thing I can tell men, to let go of judging. Let go of judging others, and I can tell the world that, let go of judging. Teach our children not to judge so much, because when we judge, we oppress. And when one is oppressed, everyone is oppressed. And that keeps the cycle of suffering going on. You see, and the goal is to break the cycle of suffering. And in yoga, we call it samsara, because you want to get rid of this, and you want to become this enlightened being. But people go, oh, some people don't know about it, enlightened being, and they don't care. But the world will change them. You see, when the world is changing, others in it will change. So the bigger the world gets at change, the ones who don't want to change or don't know how to change or don't understand evolution, right, they will get accustomed to that. And it's a revolution, you know. It's like, every, you know, one person bought a computer, now the whole world has one.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and sharing feelings more. It's really hard, though, you know, to, I mean, a lot of times there's a lot of misunderstandings in relationships. And if the woman opens herself to communicate to her man more, she can resolve these misunderstandings through love, through understanding, through worshiping him. Through honoring this man when he walks through that door. I love honoring my man. I hope I get a lot of dates out of this tonight. the man that will end up with me. I see, that's why the men aren't with me, maybe. Who knows? Because I honor them and they're stoned, they can't handle it.
Well, that's how you get and keep a man. You have to honor him.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you have to know, first of all, you have to know if someone is being controlling and if someone is a taker. And if your mind isn't open to this, or a lot of women and men, they take each other. They use each other. They abuse each other. And they know it. They know it in their subconscious. They know it in their conscious mind, but they don't want to believe it. So they go into their denial headset because that's comfortable. That's easy. They don't have to face pain. They don't have to be alone. And that's why a lot of people stay together in marriages, because they don't want to be alone.
Yes.
But they can, and then they stay in the cycle of suffering. I don't know how people can live in a cycle of suffering. I mean, I feel like I walk out the door and it's suffering, let alone into my own home, you know? I mean, because the world is so at large suffering. But the whole key is this, you know, suffering is purification. So we need to suffer. It's a sense of purification in order, you know, burn things, kill things, and then the new comes. You know, it's part of ritual. But and in one sense, you know, it is. In another sense, it doesn't look that way. But what I think is that this denial headset that people are not liberating, not allowing themselves to liberate, to open up to their own insightfulness, to, you know, to awaken. And this is what it's all about is, you know, just, and then when we start to teach each other, we heal each other. Women have to heal the men. The men have a long, long history of not getting that real deep attention that a woman has always had more opportunity to get. Whether she got it or not, is she's always had more opportunity. So it's a different wave of opportunity right now. But it will greatly, greatly enhance the relationship between men and women. Hello?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. It's there needs to be transformation. And I think this is a wonderful way to do it.
So the transformation in both sexes or just, you know, sure, it is.
I think everybody. And I think in both sexes and just, you know, if we really want things to move ahead and to go forward, I think we have to be honest with ourselves and be honest with each other and then really go forward. And I think some of the programs that you have are really helping people to do that.
Well, now another thing, the reason why women don't want to, step down from their ego, so to speak, because they don't feel that they're allowed to have this role of healing their husband or their boyfriend. They don't feel it's their opportunity or their duty, or they don't feel that they have that they're allowed to. They don't feel it's a thing that a woman does. See, and a woman's role is really changing now, and she doesn't realize it. She does not realize it. And I'm telling you, these relationships out there, people are suffering. They're married, not having sex. They're in conflict. They have consistent, you know, argumentative, you know, charging going on when you talk to them. It's the woman is allowed to let go of her ego and heal her man and respect her man. And again, like I said, we come through the woman's liberation, so the woman all had to be men, you know, going to the job world. But that's changing now. There are no more jobs. There's no jobs to go to. Hello? Except right here, our little job on the phone, right? but the thing is, I mean, I could, you know, in relationships, you have some men that, like, play the feminine role, and some women play the masculine role. And sometimes that works because it depends on how much, I'm a woman that has a lot of masculine energy, but I'm very feminine, but the guy I attract has more feminine energy because that's the way it works. You know, that usually, you attract someone that is the opposite of what your energy is. And this is how there becomes a balance. But you can't have two masculine energies, you know, because it'll be too much control. And you can't have two feminine energies because then there's not going to be any control or any, you know, sustainability. So you need to have the balance. But people, what they do is they go beyond their own chemistry and they create all this armor in their body and they create this new self, as maybe I'm calling it, but it isn't a new self. It's a self that is not even real. And they go into this other headset, and they become all the things that they're not supposed to be. Like, in other words, people are so trying to be something that they're not instead of just being who you are. And this is really part of the new woman's role coming. She has to allow herself to drop down, take a seat, and surrender. And then she will get the love. Because a lot of women are suffering now because they're not getting the love they want from a man. But the man doesn't know how. The man figured, hey, you're a guy, you know? Well, you're a guy, honey. You come home screaming and controlling. And then the man comes and does that. And then you have nothing. So if the woman wants to get what she wants, she needs to step down and allow herself to surrender to this man And this is the way of God, you know. This is the whole thing of God when we surrender to the man. And we're really surrendering to ourselves. And people don't see it yet because we have too much ego. We have too much ego. We need to support our husbands or our mates. And then in turn, now I can see if the man isn't going to come back at you, but when you give the love, when you boil down and really open up to that love, you will get what you want. You will get the emotional support that you deserve. You will get the attention that you deserve. People are afraid to do it because they don't trust that they will get in return. But the only healer and the most powerful of all things is love. And when you come from that heart and you come into that love and you take him and you surrender to him and you rub his feet when he comes home and you hug up to him like the Asians do in China, the women, I think, I don't know, I've heard they bow down to their men over there, you know? And I don't know, maybe they do, who knows, I don't know, but I've heard things like that. I've been over in some countries over there, but it's when you do this that you get what you want, because only love can heal the whole pattern, the whole energy. It's only love that can heal things. And so we have to trust that and believe it, but people don't know what love is. People don't know how strong it is, and they don't know that it can really heal the planet, as well as disease, as well as depression. It has so much medicine to it that this is the whole thing, the whole evolution we're coming into and adjusting to this new wave of an evolution that we are coming into now, adjusting and accepting.
And then you also say about encouraging him to be like a leader.
Right. Well, a lot of time, a lot of women have so much control that they put their man on a leash. You know, because everyone's insecure. They're gonna lose a man, he's gonna cheat. No big deal. Polyamory. That's what polyamory is about, you know. You're supposed, if a man is gonna cheat, well, don't control the man, control the situation. Like, I say this to my men, believe this or not. Do you want to cheat on me? I'll bring you the girl. Just don't fall in love. You know, it's like, meanwhile, other women want to control their husbands, keep them on a leash in the house. This is where polyamory comes in. Like, you want to cheat on me? No problem. I'll bring you her. You know? So,
you know what I saw? Was someone said something very similar to that. If you're going to cheat on me with someone who I would want to have sex with too.
Well, the thing is, you know, I know a lot of people that do these kind of relationships, polyamory, or he goes out and he's allowed to and she is, but the minute they do it without telling each other, it's called cheating. And
right.
It's true. Here we get back to honesty now. I don't think there's anything wrong. I mean, yes, look, when I'm in a relationship, believe me, I'm like anyone else. You know, I get jealous if my man looks at someone else. But I've come to a higher power with this because I realize that, like they say, the man and the woman are different. Well, the men are animals, you know, and the men are dogs and the women are cats. And men are always going to be the men are going to be the hunters. They're going to be out there searching. They're hunting. This is their nature. We're not going to change someone's nature, but when we start to control nature, when we control people, we are controlling nature, and that's Mother Earth, because Mother Earth lives right in you. And this is what I don't like that women do. They control Mother Earth right through the man, and that's why the world is really, really, I mean, it's like ready to explode. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the whole world got washed away by the ocean, you know? I mean, really. I mean, it's like in the days of the Bible, you know, how that whole thing went, the waters, you know, whatever. But, I mean, because, not that I would want that to happen, but it's here or there. It doesn't really matter. So what it is that I tell women, I say, don't control your man, but just control the situation. You don't want to lose your man. The man doesn't want to lose his woman. Don't control her. Control the situation. Have some insight into the situation. If your man really needs to have another woman, And it's fun. There's nothing wrong with that. His birthday's coming. Buy him a girlfriend's birthday. You know, I mean, you know, and you treat him to a surprise, you know, or something. But it's really, you can really make things work if you have an understanding of honesty.
And, yes.
Now, I mean, if your partner's going to be cheating on you all the time, then really you're not really for each other. Because there's not enough there if they have to constantly go out and cheat. But if the thing arises once in a while, you know, a little variety once in a while within, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's where the whole polyamory comes in, where you start to, that's if you want to invite another partner in within your relationship. That's, it gets to that level. But that would have to be communicated by all parties, of course. But that's a whole nother thing. And that's not really where I wanted to go with this, but I just thought I would touch on that for a moment.
That's very interesting. I like to go a little bit further with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have seen women who control relationships of their man. They actually bring them the woman. They control the situation because you're not going to control. If women think they're going to go control a man from going out to get sex, they have another thing coming to them. Because this world, you know, is really, there's a lot of sex out there, and there's a lot of women, and men will take, you know, will take it if it's there in their face, you know, and this is just the nature of the animal. And so the whole key is that the more we heal them, the more we heal this, the more these kind of things are not as, they're not there as often. Those kind of things aren't in our life as much, you know. So we, like we say, we control the environment. We control the situation, not the person. I don't want to use the word control, but I am, but it's just kind of having a grounding on the situation. And, you know, I don't know. What else? You there?
Yes, I am. I'm just really enjoying your wisdom, and that, you know, this is just such a different way to look at it. I think it's really fantastic that don't control the man, control the situation.
Right, because 9 out of 10 times, I mean, I work with couples, and one couple recently said to me they were at a party, and he got up and danced with a girl, a couple of girls, and she got jealous. I mean, okay, you know, I understand that. I'm a woman. I understand all that. But so she started controlling him and couldn't have fun. You know, so she basically, you know, you know what I mean, how a woman or man can get. They get in the way, and then they control the person. And so the person, all of a sudden, they put a lid on their liberation for the moment. It's liberation. So what I said to her, I said, liberate him. Tell him to go dance with those girls. Go in there and dance if you want, or tell him to go dance with the girls and joke with them, but make sure you come back to me at the end of the night, you know, or something like that. Because
yeah,
we want to keep the liberation alive. And my book is Live Free, Your Journey to a Liberated Life. I'm liberated in my thoughts, you know. So we want to, if we're not liberated, we're going to keep the cycle of suffering on in the world.
Yes.
And so in a situation like that, if I'm out, like this couple, I would have let him dance because I want him to have fun and look at these other women and dancing. But as long as I know I'm aware of the situation, I have groundedness on the situation, then everything is okay. But why control the person? Because then that affects you, and you won't get the love that you really want. Because then you'll be armoring him, closing down his senses, closing down his feminine, and vice versa. When the woman goes and dances with the guys and the husband or boyfriend gets upset, and the same thing, he puts her on the chain or she puts him on the chain, and then all of a sudden the senses are shut down, the masculine and feminine are not living. Then comes the defenses and the armor, and then 2 months later there's an explosive fight that happens. So you have to understand behaviors to really understand how relationships work. we're all free and we're really never with anyone. We're all here alone. So, but like I said, you have to have a sense of groundedness. And if there's trust and communication and the feelings are open, you can do whatever you want. That's why people go to swingers parties. Because they have this connection with each other. Their husbands and wives, a lot of them go. And they have an honest, solid, secure connection that they allow themselves to liberate in those moments at that night. And then they shut the door and that's over for the night, you know. So, I mean, you really have to have this, and it takes work first on each other, you know. I mean, this is, you know, this is the way of doing it, trusting, you know, and working with that. But again, it's healing each other and honoring each other and worshiping your man, your woman. You know, like I was, when I had a painting I was selling, a painting of a naked woman. I had a flea market, and I had this couple come over, and they were married, and he wanted to buy the painting. He was looking at it, and I said, oh, I looked at the wife. I said, oh, maybe he doesn't want to buy that one. It's a naked woman. So she says to me, I thought this was very liberating. He should buy that painting. My husband should see naked women on the wall. And I just thought that was the most liberating thing. I said, right on, I said, because, you know, they were looking at the painting, and it was a photograph of a naked woman. It was kind of a photograph. It wasn't like a painting. And it was an actual photograph of someone. And I said, oh, he said, oh, don't show him this one. I said, I don't think your wife's going to like you to buy this picture. And then she said, why not? He should get thrilled with the flirtation of a naked picture, you know? So I thought that was very liberating. And she was just, another woman would say, that's right, don't sell my husband that picture, you know. You know, I just thought, it was funny. I just thought it was very liberating. And I thought, that's how I am. And I have these other people I know that I work with, and they won't dare have that liberation of the mind to let their husband look at a naked magazine or put a naked thing on the wall or, you know. And I think it's very encouraging because it just awakens the feminine in the person. It really awakens that feminine side. Liberate, you know, it's liberating. So.
But yeah, that's so very important, especially at this time. I think we really need this liberation for the planet and for everyone to survive. And I really just like what you said about not controlling, because you're trying to control Mother Earth. You're trying to control Mother Nature that way.
Right, and people don't understand that we reinforce the masculine in many different ways, and one of them is by not controlling the masculine. Even with the feminine, we reinforce the masculine and the feminine by not controlling, by submissing, by surrendering. And it's the nature in the person. See, we are the nature. We are the Mother Earth. And it's this Mother Earth in us that, when affected, the world is affected. That's why we're in a bad time, because people are, it's not that they're selfish, they really don't have that, they're not tapped in. It's higher force.
Yes.
And this is where we're coming into the change. We're in the change right now. It's really happening. And, I don't know. What else would you like me to touch on? About encouraging him to be the leader in the family? Maybe not? Or
no, I like what we're talking about right now about not controlling, about going with the flow, and how these relationships, like polyamory and like swinging, which I think are more advanced. Our more advanced kind of relationships are like almost like an advanced consciousness.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is an advanced consciousness when we go beyond, because then you're going timeless, you're going beyond. This is when you let go of the ego, when you detach from the ego. The ego says control. The ego says, I need this. The ego says, I need new cars, new toys. I need to control. I need to have more money. The ego does all of that. And ego is good. You know, we need it. But then ego can hurt us, too, and it takes away from the flow. So you need to find that balance. Everything is about balance and shifting. And when we balance, we can shift. So the control, the person who is, you know, that's more living in that, in their liberation, more risen, say, they're more risen into their higher power, they would not be as controlling. I see so many women that control men and so many men that control women. It's just, I can't imagine how people can stay in these relationships. I really, really could never control someone because I have my inner control. I am control. I am the control, and that's it. It's not even a word that I use in my vocabulary. I'm only using it because it's a word of, you know, the world, control, and that's the only way I'm going to get people to understand here what it is that most people are doing to each other. They're not liberating each other, and they're not honoring each other. And so this control is all coming from the ego, and it's fear, and it's not love. And it's these people that maybe really want to have the love and really want to get there, and they're so afraid that they go more into this headset of control, this ego. But then maybe something comes, and they surrender to it, or they become enlightened or shed. But they are so afraid of it within themselves because it's their own power that it can be explosive. And it's this whole thing. It's the people who don't control, the couples that you see that aren't controlling each other, that are living in flow, that are living timeless, that are living beyond, that are accepting each other for who they are, that really are free from the conflict. They have detached from judgment and criticism. I'm not saying they're perfect, but they have given a big part of that up. Because in order to be that, you need to give up this judgment. You need to be content. It's not even really about, you know, peace if you think just by having peace within your relationship is enough, you're kidding yourself. Because peace is just, you know, peace and quiet and contentment is just a very small part of having a healthy relationship. There's a whole lot more that go into the healthy relationship. And, you know, our goal is not to be content and be like peace with each other. We need to have a lot more going on. So it is these people that have detached, that have learned to, you know, let go, you know, create these austerities within themselves. They have this, they have the disciplined mind. They have the way of God, you know, the disciplined mind that keeps them on track, that keeps them, what, you know, liberated. They're a liberated soul, so they're operating more from their soul rather than their head. And when they get to this point, there is no need for control. It's not even a word that would exist, and there is no vocabulary anymore. And these people, they're out there. You just, but it takes time to get to that point. And this is where spirituality, the spiritual evolution, is very important to make its way into corporate America.
This is fantastic, and I think we have to stop at this point, although I certainly would want to go on. I think we might eventually do a second interview. But I want to thank you, Anita. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. And I want to tell everybody to check out tantrawisdom.com. And your book, once again, is Live Free, Liberate Yourself.
It was my pleasure, Stephen, to be here with you this evening on a Saturday night, the beginning of the summer. I thank you very much.
And I can't think of a better person to be with.
Well, let's see if I get some dates after tonight. Now, I'm ready to honor my man and adore him the minute he walks in the door and bows down to his feet. Then I know I will get the love I need, that I deserve, actually.
Well, thank you so much again, and I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. This is Stephen Otero speaking, and you are listening to Mondo Eros live on BBSRadio.com. Thank you, and good evening.